SB Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your small business. Our team specializes in finance and accounting, information and technology, web development, social media, general consulting, HR, and compliance issues. Small Business Tech Guys has over 100 years of joint executive experience in a variety of fields across the small business spectrum. We thrive on assisting small business entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea.
Back with you live. We keep an eye on tech so you don't have to. It's Sam Bushman
and Jay Harrison
on your radio.
Who's producing in the background, sorry.
Yeah, he's producing in the background, taking care of multiple things. That's why I like to just dump him it's your turn and he's not really ready because he's trying to produce all the back end stuff.
Absolutely.
At the same time we're on the air. However, I want to talk about Apple. You know, if everybody's thinking about Apple for Christmas, and they might be having an iPhone shortage coming up. And that's just my opinion to which I'm entitled. They're not necessarily claiming that at this point, but Apple does have some very interesting things happening. As you know, the Apple factories are in China, and they've had some COVID lockdowns that have been causing them trouble. And now it gets kind of worse because there's violent protests erupting at a company called Foxconn, which is an iPhone factory in China. And Foxconn workers are clashing, from what I understand, with security in what they call, what is this, hazmat suits, I guess they're in. And I guess it's over wages. It's over COVID restrictions. It's after poor food rations. Videos are showing the details of these clashes and stuff, Jay. And I just, man, I think about this, and this is kind of third world country stuff. It's so sad. You know, a lot of these people are exploited. A lot of them want to unionize. They don't realize unions will just exploit them in different ways. But I look at this and I just go, man, you're in hazmat suits because the I don't know what you call it, the chemicals and different things you're working with to build iPhones, and people are just angry and frustrated. And, you know, we start talking about food rations and just general conditions and COVID restrictions and all this kind of stuff. You're getting into kind of third world status, kind of slave status. And I don't mean to mock these people in any way. I feel horrible for them. This is what we've done, though, is we chase low wages and different working conditions around the world. We pretend in America that it's not happening, but it's just because it's out of sight, out of mind. This just brings this to the surface on a global scale, Jay.
I think so. I mean, if you're talking about a company and in the same sentence you're talking about food rations, that starts to sound a little bit less like the traditional company role that we think of, you know, as going to work. I don't know companies around here that give food rations. And I know of companies like Google and stuff that provide free cafeterias and stuff, but food rations?
That's a different side of the coin, right?
Yeah, that's not right. I think Apple is having shortages.
We're talking perks when it comes to, you know, say Google or some of these people. We got extra, we got drinks and fun things while you're working. You can kind of have a fun atmosphere. And that's the opposite of a food ration, though, for sure.
Exactly. I know that I ordered an iPhone, one of the new ones, 14, and it was like four or five weeks before it arrived. They're taking a long time. I think they are having shortages. They're having, not only are they having labor issues and these kind of problems, there's chip issues. There's a lot of things that are coming together that are causing, going to cause Apple a little bit of grief. And Apple's not the only one. I've heard Ford's got 40,000 trucks waiting for chips, you know, already off the assembly line. A lot of people are in that kind of boat.
It's very scary indeed, and our prayers go out to and our hearts go out to those folks that are at Apple, at Foxconn, and some of these places and stuff like that. I hope, you know, we've sent over inspectors from time to time from the United States. Banking groups have done this and other groups to ensure that labor conditions are fair and open and transparent, and that appropriate working conditions and wages are in place and things like that. And, you know, I don't know if they've just fallen down on this. I'm not sure exactly what's happening. I think it's had the appearance of being on the up and up, but yet it's not been so pretty when the cameras and the eyes aren't turned towards it. I think that's part of the problem. But we bring it up because, wow, that's a scary scenario. And it's really hard to want to use your iPhone when you hear about this stuff going on. You just kind of think, is it my iPhone that's causing somebody to get on food rations and wear hazmat suits and feel like, you know, they don't have wages or fair working conditions, and so they're literally rioting and kind of raging against the machine in this communist part of the world known as China? I don't know. You just start to have to think about that a little bit, Jay, and it brings up some very poignant thoughts and discussions for sure.
Well, if anybody can afford to increase the wages for their workers, you'd think it would be Apple. Now, Apple's probably just saying, oh, this is a Foxconn problem. You know, they're just a supplier of ours. We don't have any control over that. But I bet they have a lot more control than they'd like to let on.
Yeah, kind of like the control they have over me when I use their phones.
Probably. And I probably have more control over that.
I'm just saying that, look how much control they have over us, and we're just customers.
Right.
They should certainly have that much control over their, quote, partners in the field. The UK's in the news when it comes to Apple, too. That's why I say Apple's kind of bringing up some very interesting global issues. The United States, Foxconn in China, now the UK. UK probes Apple's internal stranglehold over mobile browsing. Now, this is kind of interesting because Microsoft had this, quote, too big to fail, or whatever you want to say. They're getting too, you know, no competition, whatever else. They're having a monopoly on things with their browser. And then it got to where, okay, now, you know, let's ship out machines from Dell and many other places with different browsers. Now let's try to solve the problem. The phone's got the way. Now the Apple's getting that way, too, to where it's like, hey, you get an Apple, you've got the what's that browser called?
Safari
browser,
yeah,
as your core. Now Apple's starting to really kind of bump their head in the UK against the same thing Microsoft experienced literally, what, 15, 20 years ago, Jay?
Yeah.
I don't have the exact time in mind, but something like that.
Yeah. It was in the early 2000s and even late 90s. But what I don't get is, why would the UK be going after Apple over Safari when that's such a small market? It's like 7% of the market share compared to Chrome. Everybody who even, I know people who have iPhones, they're not locked into Safari. They'll install Chrome or whatever on it. Chrome has just huge comparatively.
Yes,
and the same problem.
It does on the computers, but it doesn't so much on the iPhone.
On
they
Android,
say the country's competition watchdog says their dominance hinders innovation and adds unnecessary costs for businesses. So it's a matter of, when you get an iPhone, that's just what you get. Yes, you can go install something else or whatever else, but the dominance and by default makes it very difficult, and it really relates to competition on the iPhone platform. If you could put Chrome on there as later, but what if it was on there from the start? How much more integrated could things be? How much more advantaged might other companies be who have a browser, et cetera, et cetera?
I think they're barking up the wrong tree.
It's about competition is the discussion.
They're barking up the wrong tree because Apple is probably the least biggest offender of this. Microsoft with Windows and Edge and Chrome with Android and all of its browsers are way bigger offenders number for number of installs than Apple is, in my opinion.
Yes, but Windows and Android have been known as the operating system that you can tinker with and replace and use multiple choices for things. Apple primarily has been a closed system and is not.
That's not true.
Striking at the heart of Apple's core technological standard or standpoint. Even their processors now are breeding Apple-only kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so I don't know. It's a battle to be had.
That was true in early iPhones. And really since, I don't know exactly what version, maybe 12 of iOS, we're on 16 now, they've made it where you can literally change the default browser in your iPhone just like you can on Windows or anywhere else. So I don't know how much traction that's going to get.
Well, time will tell. But again, I'll give you another point to make the point where the battles are happening. Apple had their own connector, right? What's that thing called?
The Lightning connector.
The Lightning connector, and I didn't see that on my PC anytime recently.
Well, okay.
And they control the hardware, they control the software so much, so now they're being forced add USB-C ports. And again, it's not because they don't have such tight integration or they're open and flexible. It's because everything they do forces proprietary, forces zero competition, et cetera, et cetera.
Although,
now, I'm personally a free market guy. I'm of the opinion that companies should be able to do that if they want to.
I totally agree. And
big world says no, and that's where the battles are.
I'm not an Apple fanboy, mind you. I use Windows on all my computers, right? I do have a MacBook, my wife does. And I do use Apple for phones. But the Lightning connector is actually a better standard than USB-C. Now, because it's hardened, it's like a plate, it's more water resistant. Overall, it's a better standard, but it's not open. So Apple licenses, and they make like a dollar on every single cable that you see out there.
And this is the point.
Yeah. And so if they had released
it,
they probably could have got it.
Whether it be software, the browser, or hardware with their standards, this is the problem that Apple's. So the open standard then is now getting the force.
It is. And the EU is going to pass this, and Apple has finally said, you know what, we're gonna give in. The new iPhones are very likely to have USB-C on it. The new iPads that they just released this year, not too long ago, last month or so, they all have USB-C on it. This isn't the iPad Pros. These are just the low-end consumer iPads now have USB-C. You can expect the iPhone 15 is going to have that. Or they've also teased this now, and watch for it. Apple may say, we're going to have a portless phone, and we're only going to have wireless. There's not going to be a port on it. And it may be one way that they get around this USB forced on them, because that still meets the law.
I think what they need to do is just make their Lightning standard available to everybody and say, which standard is better, people, and we ought to go for it. We lose every time when we have these kind of battles, Jay.
Oh, they should have done that 2 years ago.
We always go to the lower, the least valuable technology. I mean, it happened with VCRs.
VHS and Beta,
VHS
sure.
versus Beta. And I mean, I know that's an old example, but it happens with operating systems. It happens with ports.
CD versus
Minidisc.
We've got
to embrace the better technologies, Jay.
Yeah, CD versus mini disc. We've seen it all over the time, all over the place.
Sony's usually involved in that. I would choose a beta and a mini disc, and I would choose a Lightning port.
I would too. Apple should have made the Lightning port standard free to everybody and open source the whole thing 2 years ago. They still would have had the momentum that they've already built up, and yeah, they would have lost some money on it, but then they would have made it standard and actually made it better for everybody. But they're not going to do that. I don't think they're going to do
that. And not only would they do that, though. Everybody would realize it's the Apple standard. They would get name recognition.
Yeah, it'd be the Apple port.
There's so many we just call it the Apple port. And all I'm telling you is this. They're getting a bite taken out of the Apple in the UK is all
they,
I can say.
You know what? They're not going to care. You know why? Because they're going to say for years to come, for the next 10, 12 years, they'll still be selling Lightning cables and making a dollar on every single one of them.
Yeah, sad but true. All right, there you have it. That's a wrap. We keep an eye on tech so you don't have to.